You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
To talk about a real fun day of bike-based adrenaline, as I called it earlier. It's the 2026 Big Bike Scavenger Hunt happening this Hatuere Saturday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We have one of the organisers and designer of the poster, Mr. Zach Harrison, here on the line. Good morning, Zach. How you doing?
Good morning, Zach. I'm good.
It's good to have another Zach on the program.
Yeah. Feels like I'm talking to myself. Like I'm literally in a room on my own. And
and you're talking to another Zach. It's just good to have more numbers. Because I remember in school, there was one other Zach, but they were kind of weird. Did you have a lot of other Zachs in your life?
Yeah. Same kind of thing. I was always like, I don't know if I accept you as another Zach, but I accept you, Zach.
I accept you.
Another Zach, yeah, part of the Zach Club.
My first question to you, Zach, how long have you been cycling for, and how many bikes do you own? Because I know you're a big bike nerd.
Yeah, I mean, learned to bike as a kid. I was actually just thinking this morning, I remember at the moment, my mum was taking me up a small incline, and inclines are something I do very regularly now. And she kind of gave me the trick on how to change the gears to make it easier, and that was like the moment it clicked for me. I guess I was like, oh, okay, this is not as hard as I might have thought. Now, I suppose I've been cycling for about 4 years as an adult. Got a bike off of the marketplace and, built it up at the spoke and just started smashing it around town and sometimes literally smashing it. And
getting concussed by...
just loving it.
What was I going to say? What are your tips for inclines? Because I'm dreadful with going uphill on a bike. I can't do it. I can't do it very much.
Yeah, it does suck. Just go as low in the gears as you can. Make it as easy as possible. And just take it slow. Just, if you can walk up a hill, you can cycle up a hill, I reckon.
Okay.
Sometimes the bikes make it hard as well.
They do.
It might be a heavy bike. The gears might not be right, so... You know, it might not be you. It might be the bike.
I always get very self-conscious when biking uphill because I look super silly. I look so silly.
Surely not.
But you can't let that affect you. last year for design school, you received a gold pin at the Best Awards for making called the Wobbly Bollard, which is designed to introduce young and beginner cyclists to active transport. It also serves as a way for local decision makers to gather data about how many cyclists are out and about using cycleways. How did it do both of those things?
Well, thank you for that shout out. So I guess... I started that project just wanting to make something that looked really visually fun and playful. So I think just by it being just full of color and the shapes being kind of inspired by like playground equipment, I suppose, kind of achieves that playfulness and encouraging younger cyclists to use the road. And then also I wanted it to be something that people could interact with as well. The concept was that there were different modules that could sit on top of just a regular bollard, really. Just making them more interesting and more interactive than what we see out on the roads currently. And people apparently liked it enough to award me a gold pin, which is, awesome.
It's really cool. The thing I like about it most is that it's got that paddle up top that cyclists can slap, which is really cool. And it's also has a speaker on it, which when you slap, it makes noise, and also has a light at night. So that's really cool. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to think of all the different ways that a bollard could be more useful to a wide range of cyclists, from beginner children to experienced athletic cyclists.
That's a lot of fun. Now, we're here to kororo about the Big Bike Scavenger Hunt 2026 in Otipoti, which is happening on Saturday afternoon, starting 3 p.m. sharp at the Exchange on Princes Street. Now, this isn't the first of its kind, is it? There's been multiple of these before.
There have, yeah. So this is the third one here in Otipoti. There have been a couple in Wellington, and yeah, this is the first year that I'm helping organise it. I've taken part in the last two that we've had here, and I've done the posters as well for those two. Yeah, and like kind of similar to the Wobbly Bollard that I was talking about before, it's really an event that is encouraging all ages and all abilities and all types of cyclists, whether you're on an e-bike or on a $20,000 road bike, or a balance bike that, you know, like kids scoot around on. Yeah, we're just wanting to encourage all types of users to get out there and hopefully feel comfortable on the road, and I guess show people in cars that there's cyclists out here, and try and change some behaviours around using the road.
Yeah, and cyclists have more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
Completely. The way the scavenger hunt works is folks can work together or independently. They send across the city to find a clue, and then from there they find another and another and another. You know, in designing this scavenger hunt, you know, how do you protect the prizes or the clues from being accessed by the general public?
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I guess a trust system.
Simply not talking about it, just trying to keep our mouths closed. And Liam, the other organizer, and I, we went out a couple weekends ago now, I think. Just did a big old afternoon of cycling around, trying to find interesting spots to include in the scavenger hunt. Yeah, we're really excited for people to discover some of these locations and hopefully learn some interesting new things about Otipoti that they didn't know before. We certainly did that as we were out there.
Because people kind of get sent on a bit of a goose chase. Are the clues more about orienteering and navigation, or are they more, you know, riddly? Are they more thinky than just findy? if that makes sense.
There's a bit of a mix. Yeah. So we do have a riddle that you sort of have to try and find the location using that riddle. And then it'll also sort of guide you towards the answers that we're looking for that riddle. But I think that most of the other checkpoints, they're pretty clear on where you have to go and what you're looking for. But there's a huge range of different types of checkpoints that you'll be visiting for different amounts of points, and different puzzles that you'll be having to complete to get as many points as you can within the time limit.
Super awesome. There's a $10 entry with proceeds going to Dunedin Tracks and Trails, who are an organisation focused on building accessible cycling trails. Why did you go with them as the sort of NGO or the charity to sort of receive funds from this event?
Yeah, I think we're just really... we like what they're doing. They've just opened up part of that Coastal Connections track, which goes I haven't actually done it yet, so I'm not too familiar, but I think it goes past Orokanui, down into the Waitati area. Is it Blueskin Bay, maybe? That sort of area. We really like what they're doing, and we obviously want to see more tracks for cycling, more accessibility to other areas of this wonderful place. Yeah, so we're really, really happy to be donating proceeds from the ticket sales to them.
Mm. I really hope that they get that project, what is it, Waikouiti to Karitane to Warrington to Evansdale to like Port Chalmers.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to get able to cycle out there.
Absolutely, yeah. You can imagine, you know, sunny weekend, just cycling all the way out there, it'd be super scenic.
That'd be a real treat. There's only one last proper question I guess I have, and that is about prizes. There's prizes for high performers, there's spot prizes, and a prize for best dressed on the day as well. What sort of prizes can folks expect? Are they bike-based prizes?
Yeah, so, we have been very lucky to receive some like vouchers and some products from some local businesses here in Dunedin, and we're obviously really happy to be promoting them as well. Our most bike-based sponsor, I suppose, would be Bike House, who are down on Lower Stewart Street, and they've just given us, I think, $100 worth of product to give out. I think there's like a multi-tool in there, and there's some handlebar grips, and I forget what else is in there, but that was really generous from them, and that's really nice of them, so thanks guys. And then we've also got Adju. They've given us some gift vouchers to give away.
Love them.
We love Adju. We've got plenty of vouchers from them as well, so we almost have more prizes to give away than we have like categories to give prizes for, so we're probably just gonna start randomly giving out some Adju vouchers and
that's a good problem to have.
There's nothing wrong with that. We've got some jars of Bay Road peanut butter to give out. We've got we've got a voucher from Pearl Diver and Noisy Brewing Company as well, and hopefully there's maybe a couple more in there.
Mm.
If you're listening and you want to give something away, get in contact.
Mean. Awesome. There's still time to kill. It's still like 4 days until the event.
That's right.
I want to thank you for coming on, Zach. I just have one last quick question. There was recently a free breakfast for bikers held by Spokes in the rail station the other day, and part of that was for bikers to meet each other, but part of it was to get feedback for their low-cost solutions to cycling infrastructure in the DCC, in Dunedin. What do you think the city needs when it comes to cycle infrastructure?
Oh, that's a big question. I was just thinking the other day that, you know, maybe the cycleways on the one way are maybe in the wrong spot, and maybe they should be relocated or, you know, to some roads that cyclists are actually using at the moment. So the route that I usually take going to North Dunedin, I've noticed that there's a lot more people commuting on George Street. Even though there is less infrastructure on that street.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about the infrastructure that we have on the one-way system right now is that it's actually quite temporary, and it could be relocated and the lines painted down again pretty easily. So, yeah, I was thinking, you know, maybe we try a different road. Or just more, you know?
We can do both.
More lanes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More
mean.
Infrastructure.
Mean. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Zach. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Zach.
Cheers, man.
Yep. Have a good morning.
You too. All right, folks. That was Zach Harrison from the 2026 Bike Scavenger Hunt, talking about the 2026 Big Bike Scavenger Hunt, which is starting this Hatuere Saturday at 3 p.m. The meeting point is the Exchange on Princes Street. It is $10 per person. You can work individually or as a team. Lots of really awesome prizes on offer there as well. That was a lovely, lovely corridor. All righty, coming up.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.